In the previous breathing exercise, you learned a specific type of breathing called diaphragmatic breathing. We are now going to build on this type of breathing by practicing what is often called controlled breathing. In controlled breathing, you simply count several seconds for each inhale, and then count several more seconds for each exhale. So, for example, you may count to three in your mind as you draw a breath in, and then count to four as you exhale that breath. Many people find that breathing in for 3 seconds and out for 4 seconds is a good place to start. But you may want to discuss the specific timing with your therapist if you have trouble with this. As with diaphragmatic breathing, it is preferred if you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. If this is not possible for you or is uncomfortable, then just breathe in the way that is most comfortable. It is also important that you try and breathe with your abdomen, just like we did in the diaphragmatic breathing exercise. You may want to put one hand on your stomach and the other on your chest to make sure you are breathing properly, just like in diaphragmatic breathing. Okay, now we are going to practice controlled breathing for a few moments. Just like before, make sure you're in a place that is free from other distractions so that you can really focus on your breathing and relaxation, with nothing else to bother you during this time. And I'd like you to get into a comfortable seated position and allow yourself to just settle in, making any necessary adjustments to increase your level of comfort and relaxation. Good. And now just allow your eyes to close, placing one hand on your stomach and the other hand on your chest. And just turn your attention to your breathing, noticing that with each breath you take in, the hand on your stomach rises, and with each breath you blow out, the hand falls. That's right. Just allowing yourself to breathe deeply and comfortably. Inhaling through your nose and out through your mouth. And you may notice that your breathing naturally slows down. And just allow it to do so as you continue to breathe in and out. Stomach rising and falling. Good. And as you breathe in, I'd like you to count to three in your mind. And then pause for a second. And then exhale for a count of four. Inhale, one, two, three. Pause and exhale, one, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three, pause and exhale. One, two, three, four. Just making sure that each breath out is longer than each breath in. Inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe, you may feel comfortable slowing your breathing down a little bit more, so that each inhale lasts even longer than before. And each exhale also lasts a little bit longer than before. Just find the timing that feels right for you. Always noticing that your stomach rises with each breath in and falls with each breath out. Good. And just take a few moments now to continue breathing in this way on your own. As before, if at any time you start to feel lightheaded, just go back to your regular breathing style until the symptoms go away. Now, take a few more slow, deep breaths. And when you are ready to end this exercise, just allow your eyes to open and give yourself a moment to adjust to your surroundings. Good. As with diaphragmatic breathing, practice is the key here. You've likely been breathing in a shallow way for a long time, so it may take a while to relearn how to breathe deeply and with your diaphragm. Just be patient and continue to practice, and you should find this type of breathing to become more natural over time. Okay, we will end this practice session now.